We went there yesterday. Yes, we did. How do you forget yesterday? It was dinner, too. Wasn't that long ago? I don't want to eat there again. No, I don't want to decide. Every time I decide what we have for dinner, you get, I don't know, whiny, I guess is the good word I'm looking for. So I'm tired of picking. So you get to pick. I know you just told me, but we went there yesterday. I don't want to go there again. Why are you being like this? Is it your fucking period or something? Jesus. Yeah, men can have periods too. It's, I don't know, some science thing that men get hormonal. Yeah, sure, you don't bleed out your dick, but you get hormonal every once in a while, just like we do. Oh my God, that's not how it works. You're not fucking pregnant where you have a craving you to have it. No, we're not going there. We went there yesterday. What is with you? You know what? Why don't you just go get your own fucking food? I'm fine. I don't want anything. This is the most irritating conversation in the world. How easy it is for you to pick a restaurant that isn't that one. No, I don't want to go now. Go get your own food. I'm going to stay here. I can't tolerate you right now. You're just being a little bitch. Oh, so you get to be the little bitch because I'm the big bitch. Okay, I get it now. Go fuck yourself. Wow. Yeah, no, seriously, go fuck yourself. You're not going to fuck me, that's for sure right now. Wow, really? You think holding your dick ransom is going to stop me from being mad, even though I'm the one that told you to go fuck yourself. Right, that makes a lot of sense. Go get your fucking food, okay? Don't touch me. Nope, don't touch me right now. Mm-mm. Don't do it. You're gonna get fucking smacked. Domestic dispute? We were wrestling the other day. You had me in a chokehold. Are you kidding me? Oh my God. Are you just like asking for like this to escalate into a worser situation? Oh my God. I know worser isn't a word. Don't correct me. Holy fuck. Okay. I don't want to eat there. You're hungry. I'm hungry. We're both obviously really catty right now. Yeah. You're acting like a bitch right now. We're both bitches. I get it. You're hangry. I'm sorry. Is that a little bit more masculine for you? You're hangry. I'm bitchy. Got it. Go get your food. I'm going to make something. And maybe when you get back, this will have de-escalated immensely. Why aren't you leaving? What? You don't want to leave mad. I thought I was never going to sleep mad. Fine. I don't know how to fucking resolve this. Go eat something. Or, I don't know, pick a different restaurant we can go eat together. I don't care if they have the best fucking fries. I don't want a goddamn burger right now. I don't know, I was gonna make a sandwich. I swear to God, if you make a bitch in the kitchen sandwich joke, I will, this will not de-escalate at all. No, because if I want to hear that fucking joke, I'll go on the internet and have a little boy tell me after he's fragged me. Oh, are you a little boy now? Is that it? Then maybe your mom can go make you a sandwich. If you had already left to get your food, this wouldn't be happening right now. You don't... You're so... Okay. Fine. No one's going out. I'm gonna go eat. You wanna follow me into the kitchen now? Really? I'm not making you a sandwich after what you fucking just said. Yeah, even if I know, we both said things. So neither of us are guilty, so neither of us are making each other anything. No. I'm not being irrational. Are you fucking serious right now? I think we're both hungry and angry at the same time. Which is why I called you hangry and a little bitch. What? You don't think it's food? You don't think we're hungry? I might scream. I'm sorry. You think our problem's what? Because we haven't fucked. We had sex last night after dinner. Are you serious right now? Because we haven't had sex all day. We're all bottled up, right? I'm sorry. Go jerk one off while I go make a sandwich then, all right? Stop. No. I'm serious. I'm serious. Sex is not the reason why we're angry. You think we're sangry? That sounds like we need sangria. It's not that we need sex. We're fuckrangry. Maybe you should stop trying to come up with words that are like hangry. Yeah, it comes from being hungry and angry. But those words are kind of similar. That's why it works. No, please stop trying to come up with words. Please. God, you're an idiot sometimes. Oh, it takes one to know one. Got it. Right. Should I say, I'm rubber, you're glue, everything you say to me bounces back off of you? Are we going to step to that level of bickery? Holy fuck. Stop it. Stop. I don't like to be tickled. You know that. Stop it. Stop. Stop it. It's not diffusing the situation. Mm-mm. Stop it. Stop it. Stop. Hey, quit it. I will put you in a corner, boy. Okay, I can barely say it with a straight face, but that's fine. But you know I could. I could absolutely put you in a corner. Mm-hmm. You see all this? This is not just more cushion for the pushing. Well, it is, but it's about pushing you into a corner, not you pushing into me with your dick. Yes, I know I'm losing the argument now. Babe. How do you always get to this point where your dick is gonna get wet? Mm-hmm. Yes. I know I'm very good at dirty talk, aren't I? Yes. I mean, vagina, penis, it's like so clinical. You don't even have to kiss my mouth to shut me up with that. Let's go back to the bedroom then, if you are so convinced that we need a fixin' for lovemaking more than we do for food. No? Not the bedroom then. The couch? Here. Fine, but you're cleaning the counters when we're done. Mm-hmm. Take off your pants.
Mm-hmm.
Well, fine. Pull it out then. I don't care.
You're so hard already. Wow. Maybe.
Don't take this too much to heart. You might be right.
Oh, your fingers are cold. Babe.
Damn, you could have warmed them up first.
Oh. This is how you warm them, wanna warm them up, huh? Huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so maybe I'm wet and maybe it further... provides evidence to your case that we were sex hungry instead of actual hungry.
Oh fuck, yeah, just like that. Oh fuck, yeah, put another one, yeah, another finger. Uh-huh.
Okay. Give me your fingers. I'm a little hungry for something other than that. Why don't you come share these fingers with me? So messy. I guess being on the counter does help a little bit more. Now come here and put that big dick in me. Yeah. I mean, you've gotten me plenty warmed up.
Come on. Oh, don't make me fucking beg for it. Put your dick in me.
Oh, that's it, baby. Oh, fuck. Oh, God, this is way better than a sandwich. Don't you? Oh, fuck. Yeah. Don't you stop taking your pants off? The front of them's gonna get so fucking messy.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. Just like that. Oh, fuck. You know how to fuck me? God damn it. Yeah. here to make me come again. Oh, fuck. You fucking me. Oh. Oh, God. Oh, you're making me come all of your fucking cock over and over. Oh, God. Yeah, baby. Fuck. You're so fucking good. Yeah, my tits. Oh, fuck. God. You know, I bet you're fucking hungry for these nipples.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You gonna bite them through my shirt? Oh, fuck. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Oh, my God. Yeah. Uh-huh. When should I come? Oh, fuck, come. Oh, fucking come and fill me up. Oh, give me your fucking cum. Oh, God. Yeah. Yeah. Fuck. Oh, God, it's so fucking hot. Oh. Oh, fuck. You just always love doing those hard little thrusts after. Oh. Come here. Fuck, I can feel the juices dripping down my leg. Oh my God, look at the front of your pants. I told you they would get fucked up. You should have just fucking taken them off, dropped them to your heels, but no, you had to be really cool and just fucking whip your dick out. Yeah, how about we shower and we'll go to the fucking restaurant. Yes, we'll get you your goddamn burger and fries. I think they have chicken tenders or something. I'll just get that. Yes. I love you too.